This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The hard news about the coronavirus, or more officially COVID-19 as it has now been designated. We did a little bit of that up at the beginning of the program. Now the epidemiology of it. Actually, the epidemiology of the news of the virus, because it spreads and fast, both actual information and bogus. Google and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok have all promised to prioritize fact-based information on the virus. And the World Health Organization says it is going to partner with tech companies to push out authoritative data. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, stopping the spread of fake news might be as challenging as stopping the virus itself.
If you were online when the virus story broke, you may have seen the bat video. This Chinese woman eating a whole bat went viral. Many comments suggesting, aha, this is what started it all. Well, it turns out that this was filmed outside of China in 2016. Internet giants like Facebook and Reddit say that their fact checkers are busy now, weeding out fake news on the virus. But mere humans are no match for what's out there, says Ben Oppenheim at the healthcare data science company Metabiota.
It's clear that the flood of data around this is of a scale that we need the tools that technology can offer just to help us get our hands around it.
One of these tools is artificial intelligence, where machines process data and learn to recognize what's important. AI can suss out which web pages tend to be accurate, which words tend to be sensational or panicky, which sources are considered authoritative.
So that when people are searching for information on social media sites about, you know, whether vaccines are safe or have side effects, they get routed to scientific authorities instead of purveyors of misinformation.
Sometimes it's easy to identify bad info, like hand dryers or ultraviolet lamps or sesame oil, quote, curing the virus, or contracting it from a letter from China.
Those kinds of links are easy to take down through machine learning.
Sarah Krepps is a professor of government and a technology fellow at Cornell, but she says there are risks too.
As soon as these companies do take more kind of interventionist measures, they're always raked over the coals by counterarguments that they're limiting free speech.
So how to balance good business with good public service? Well, at Google, she says,
one thing they have been known to do that there was some sense that they could do in this case is essentially bury links on page 4 of a Google search, which no one really goes beyond page 2.
We contacted Google, which pointed us to a policy of de-emphasizing, quote, lower quality results. Now, artificial intelligence can also emphasize authoritative science. At the website Buoy Health, users can get answers about the virus from an AI chatbot based on science from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Andrew Lay is CEO.
And it starts to piece, you know, really important details from your story, whether you've traveled to China recently, whether you've been around someone who's been confirmed as having a novel coronavirus. What symptoms do you have?
In the end, though, the people we talked to in AI and public health all said this stuff is really new. There are still lots of questions. What about people who don't trust the government or the World Health Organization? Who is the best digital influencer for an epidemic? Again, Ben Oppenheim at the data firm Metabiota.
So it's not just going to be pure technological solutions. It'll be maybe experiments that are run to try and figure out what kinds of messages and what kinds of messengers are going to really help settle people.
Which would help now. Metabiota's AI suggests that the fear quotient with this coronavirus is high and still rising. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.